You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Work to cut congestion and pollution in Harrogate and Knaresborough is continuing. The council is looking at different options for a relief road and junction improvements at Bond End. County Councillor Don McKenzie has been telling us more.
We met as county councillors for the Harrogate area, and there were a series of reports from highways officers to that meeting, one of which was an update on the Harrogate Relief Road review. And just to remind listeners, this is a review that's been going on for almost a year, and it is considering the justification and need for a relief road for Harrogate, alongside a number of other alignment options for a relief road and sustainable transport measures. So the update set out exactly where we were. At the moment, quite a lot of work is being undertaken, gathering information and making an analysis of the various options that lie before us. The next major date on the calendar is the area committee meeting, which has been slightly delayed in order to take advantage of this report that will come out ahead of that meeting on the 7th of December. And that meeting will provide to elected members an overview, first of all, of whether a case for intervention to address congestion issues in Harrogate and Knaresborough has been identified. If that's the case, to put forward options that we think will lead to a solution of those congestion problems. That could be a relief road, and if it is, then also then on a route option for that relief road. So the next key date will be the 7th of December. There will be a public consultation on the options that we end up taking forward following that area committee meeting, and that full public consultation is scheduled to take place from mid-December this year until mid-February. Slightly longer than the usual public consultation because Christmas and New Year come in between that time. After that, the next major decision point would be after that consultation period by March 18, and that would be to determine whether we then take forward a bid for funding and exactly the details of what that bid would be. Coming on to Bond End, we had, talking about consultations, we had a Bond End consultation in January of this year. The issue at Bond End is, of course, as will be well known by your listeners, Bond End is an air quality management area. In other words, it is an area in which the Borough Council has identified levels of toxic fumes which are higher than permitted. In this case, these are nitrogen dioxide. Probably the greatest cause of nitrogen dioxide fumes would be idling engines, especially diesel engines. And the problem at Bond End is that it's an historic complex junction involving several arms of roads coming in from different directions. At the moment, all the junctions are controlled by traffic lights, and of course traffic lights mean there are red phases. Red phases mean that traffic is stopped, and idling engines cause the nitrogen dioxide emissions. So the consultation asked members of the public to select out of seven options which were offering different highways management arrangements, and they chose two which we have taken forward. Those were options one and three. Option one would mean the removal of both sets of traffic lights at the two key junctions and replacing them with mini roundabouts. And option three would be a case of replacing one set of traffic lights, the ones nearest to High Street, Knaresborough, with a mini roundabout. The question is, of course, above all, which of those options would reduce levels of toxic fumes and at the same time as maintaining safety at the junction, especially for cyclists, pedestrians and other road users.
So as with the Harrogate Relief Road, there's a consultation on that. The same applies to the Bond End work. So just give us the timescale for that.
Yes. Well, the consultation's already taken place. We know what the public liked best of all. At the moment, our officers are still working on gathering information, particularly on air quality modelling work. This is being done by our consultants who are experts in this field. The timetable is that there will be a final recommendation to the steering group, made up of elected members, in mid-October. And in November, design work will be concluded and contract documents completed on whichever of the options the steering group decides to recommend. So by the end of this year, we hope that a contractor will have been appointed to carry out the work, and that implementation of the work will take place on site in Bond End in January and February. So by the end of the council year, which is end of March 2018, Bond End should have been redesigned. And we all hope that by that time, levels of nitrogen dioxide will then start to fall.